Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. Hey, you're here. You're listening to the CamelX Home Improvement Show. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and for the next couple of hours, this show is all about helping you take better care of your home, from everyday maintenance questions to full-scale remodeling plans. We can get through whatever you need. If you've got a question, I want to hear from you. Let's talk about it. Give me a call, 314-436-7900. I've got some exciting news, too. We're going to try and get another way to get some of these questions in for you today. So you can also text that number and get some questions spoken about on the air through texting. Again, it's the same number, 314-436-7900. Let's talk about what's going on in your home. What's working? What might not be working? What needs some attention? We can get to that. And today, I am super excited to welcome a special guest to the show, Jill Warabek. She is the cabinet expert guru I've been talking about. She is a design sales consultant with Mosby Building Arts, works alongside of me all the time. And Jill's going to talk to us about cabinetry, storage options, how to choose the right layout, materials, anything for your cabinets, maybe some mistakes to avoid. That might be good. The biggest thing will probably be a little bit of conversation about holiday hosting in your kitchen. How do you make your kitchen better? Work for that. So if cabinets are on your wish list this year, you don't want to miss this conversation today with me and Jill. Grab your cup of coffee. Take a look around your home. Give us a call. Again, 314-436-7900. And before I get Jill going, we already have Jim on the line, so we're just going to jump straight to Jim and see how we can help Jim out today. Jim, what's going on? Are you there?
Hey, yes, sir. My son, his home is about 40 years old. He's been living up 15 years. I have a new roof put on this coming week. And the vents in the bathroom, the fans, go straight up into the attic, and they stand about 3 foot tall, the pipes above the ceiling floor. Is that okay to have that way? Because he's never had a problem with any moisture or anything. He was thinking about wiring them two together and then go up through this new vent he's going to have it cut in. Is he okay the way it is?
So I would say no, he's not okay the way it is, even though majority of homes today are that way, at least older homes. They've brought it into the codes now of getting that air outside the house. So anything built in the past 5 to 10 years or so should, and depending on where you're at, they should start putting those outside through the roof is the best option. So what I would recommend to your son is to have the roofer put on a roof boot for a 4-inch pipe that goes on top of the roof. You want every fan to be its own exit spot. So they can cut the hole, install that into the roof and flash it into the roof when they install the shingles. Then you can go up in the attic and you can run new pipe and connect that pipe to that exhaust damper. It's meant for a 4-inch bathroom exhaust pipe. It's kind of small. It looks like a little hood scoop kind of on the front of a old Chevelle or something like that. And that will have a little gate that opens and closes. And when you hook the pipe to it, it can blow out to the outside air, outside of the roof, and get that air out of the house and out of the attic.
Does it hurt to marry them two together for like a Y fitting and attach this flexible tubing to it and then go up?
It can, because it can send air the wrong direction, and you're really, really better off having them individually separated. Another thing, and I'll explain what we do here at Mosby Building Arts for these pipes, because we have a high standard of quality, and we've done a lot of research on everything that could possibly happen. And the problem with that air dumping into the attic space is if your attic's not ventilating really well and really quickly, then you're in the winter, you're dumping warm, very moist air with a lot of humidity in it because of showers and bathroom and water, into that very, very cold attic. And so it's hard to tell that you have an issue, because what happens is it will kind of ice over. It'll turn to condensation. It'll freeze on the backside of the actual plywood for the roof, and it'll deteriorate the plywood on the roof. And that's one of the reasons whenever people get new roofs, there's almost always some plywood to replace, because it could be in those areas. So the method that we use for those bathroom fans is we're going to install a hard, smooth-walled galvanized pipe. It's not going to be the flexible. It's not going to have all the grooves. You can bend it any way you want, because that slows down air, and it can trap the moisture if it gets any in between all those little, the kind of how the wire spins and you've got all the grooves in it. It can just, air doesn't flow well, and it can trap moisture. So you go straight out the roof as quickly as you can, straight as you can. Use a hard pipe inside that pipe towards the top of the roof, close to that damper. We put a backdraft damper. So if something were to happen to the damper on the roof, say it snowed and froze open and it couldn't shut because it's waiting for snow to melt or ice to thaw or something, you have a backup damper inside that pipe that will stop air from blowing into the pipe backwards. And that's another thing with kind of hooking them together and trying to make two do one. It just becomes complicated. And then the other complication in that theory is we insulate that pipe. And the best way to insulate that pipe and make it kind of, it doesn't have to be a lot of insulation or a high R value. So what we do is we get a 6-inch insulated ductwork. It's like the black plastic. It's about a R9 or something like that. And we pull the inner lining out of that, and we cut that the length we need, and we put that around that pipe. So it's a solid insulation wrapped around that pipe from the drywall all the way up to the roof, tack it to the roof, to the sheeting, and then that entire pipe is covered without seams, without the chance of it falling off or having gaps when you're trying to wrap insulation around a pipe. You get a lot of gaps. So that will really cover that pipe really, really well. And that's going to be extremely difficult to do if you're trying to merge two of them.
Okay. I thank you, sir, for the information.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Good question. I appreciate the call. And I think we'll just jump into our first break here. But, hey, a reminder for everybody out there, we're going to be talking with Jill Warabeck here in just a little bit about some cabinets, about what we can do to hopefully help you out with some cabinets. If you have cabinet questions, anything to do with kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, any type of remodel, and cabinets, we've got the expert with me today. Give us a call, 314-436-7900, or text, same number, and we'll get your question on the air that way too. So don't go anywhere, don't touch that dial, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Home improvement show for you here. Hey, you can get a hold of us. Don't forget, whatever's going on around your house, or if you do have something, kitchen, bathroom, cabinet related, not cabinet related, doesn't matter anyway. I've got Jill Warabeck with me today. We're going to get her involved in just a sec, but you can reach us both here at 314-436-7900. Don't be a stranger. We'll be here ready for you. And we did have a call in, so I'm going to introduce Jill. Jill, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rich?
Oh, very well. I'm so excited to have you here. And we actually got a question here that's just up your alley that came in, that they just left a message. You can do that. You can text that same line too, and text in a question if you have one. But so the question was, can I find a toilet that has the flush handle trip lever on the right side of the toilet tank, because they're all on the left side? And I was like, you know, I've never really thought too much about it, but yeah, they are kind of, all mine are on the left side.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So can you get one on the right?
Well, actually, you can. Toilet manufacturers are, you know, advancing now. And there are a few manufacturers out there where you can get the trip lever on the right side. As a matter of fact, you can also change out trip levers. Plumbers, you know, they're not always happy about that, but you can change out the trip levers to match the faucet finish or any finish that you're working with as well.
Yeah.
Another option would be the trip lever on the top.
Yeah, the little button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the top there that, and you know, I'll tell you a funny story, and this goes back quite a little ways, well, less than 10 years, but you can also get the no touch where you kind of wave your hand.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And so I had one of those. I got it from having plumbers on the radio years ago, almost 10 years ago. And they brought me one and was like, it's like a retrofit one that you can put in and everything. And so I put it in our basement because I thought, well, that'd be really cool. So we're having a Super Bowl party or something, you know, nobody has to has to touch the toilet to flush the toilet. And I don't know, we had it a year or two or something. It had been there quite a while. And my wife called me one day and she thought someone was in our basement flushing the toilet. And she's like, the toilet just it's flushed like quite a few times. Like I can hear the toilet in the basement flush. I think someone's down there. And I'm going, well, we have that hand wave thing, and I feel like it's probably malfunctioning, and you should go down there and look and see what's happening. And she was like, I don't want to go down there. There could be someone down there. And I'm like, I think our basement's flooding. I'm going to need you to go to the basement. Like, it could be overflowing. Who knows what, you know?
Right. Was it your cat?
I'm not sure. But she finally got the courage and went down there. And it was just like, I think it was just malfunctioning. And it would just flush automatically on its own every now and then. And so that's, we took it out. We don't have that anymore. She was like, get that out right now. Luckily she's married to someone that can do that.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll get my tools and go down there right now. We put it back to the normal flush lever and all was good after that. It was kind of funny though. Cause I'm like, she thought someone was in the basement and trying to lure her down there by flushing the toilet to get her attention.
That's a good one.
Well, I mean, it's a crazy world out there, folks. Mm-hmm. You never know. But yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my. But yeah, so you can do the free hand wave. I'm sure they've advanced the technologies, and I feel like if you got a new toilet and it was a part of the toilet, it would probably function better for longer with a better warranty and all that good stuff too. So But definitely. Yeah, these things can malfunction. They have moving parts. They do things they can do a lot. But I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
You want to let everybody know? Let's just kind of talk about you for just a second here. How long you been with Mosby Building Arts?
Almost 14 years.
Wow.
In the springtime.
Yeah. You're going to catch up to me, I feel like.
I don't think I could ever catch up to you.
Well, and that's the cool thing, though, that I really and try and convey to a lot of people too about is when we talk about, well, is it good? You know, they talk about Mosby and your reputation precedes you, and I'm sure you do quality work, all this stuff. And the other thing I talk about often is how, well, yeah. And when it is good like that, it makes it good for us. And that's why I feel like we have so many people that have been here for 25 to 10 years, you know, been here for quite a long time.
We do. We have a really great core group of colleagues that have been there, 7+, many.
Yeah. Yep. And there's actually, you know, I talk about all the time how, like, I just had my 24th anniversary, but there's, I think, three that are ahead of me,
mm-hmm.
that have been there a year longer than I have.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So, yeah, it is really cool, but it makes it a good place for us to be and getting to go around and do what we do. And not everything's perfect. I mean, we're all human. This is construction. This is remodeling. Things are going to go wrong. It's all about how you handle it. What do you do? And how often? Mm-hmm. And it's way less often that the problems are there and the odds are better of good times. So yeah, it just, when the clients are happy, it's easy for us to be happy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're kind of doing what I do now too. So you're a design sales consultant. So now that's really cool. You get to go around and see people up front and really help them out at first and set that vision and all that. So how's it been going? What do you think about that, you know, getting into that role in the past year or so?
The transition? Oh, yeah. I love it. Previous to Mosby, I was doing that, and now, so I've kind of
reverted, full circle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love going out and meeting all the people that I've met and just learning their stories, helping them. And yeah, just having a great time with it.
Yeah. So you can have, if you called in and you were looking at any kind of interior remodel, any kind of kitchen, bathroom, Jill could be the first touch to come out and really have a good conversation with you about your project, about how things can go, about the company and what we do and all that good stuff. So that, look forward to that. Call into Mosby and ask for Jill if you want a kitchen. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. And it's a lot of fun. The thing I like the most is just getting to meet so many different people, types of people.
Yes.
I think it's great.
Seeing the architecture that is in St. Louis, it's incredible because, don't always get to see all of these homes, but I know driving around St. Louis, many times I'll have seen a house, and what do you know? I finally get to go into this house that I've been thinking about forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and crazy for me, when I first started getting into the consulting and going around and looking at houses and helping people up front, doing that from the actual work, working in the home, building the things you guys figured out and designed and all the cool stuff. The strange thing for me was, as I was doing it and learning it, and one of our other colleagues was kind of helping me and training me, and we're going around and he asked me, if I just kind of what I thought and did I have any thoughts about, just performing it and getting through it and all that. And I said, the one thing that I really am curious about the most is I wonder how long I will be doing this until I walk into a home that I had worked on. Where I'm like, oh, look at this. I was actually here. I actually built something here. I actually did this and that. And it wasn't probably about a year before I walked into a home that we had built a room on the back of this home. It was for another company. It was years before. It was kind of like deja vu. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, like we built this room. Like I was here. And the funny part was it was dead of winter. When we built this room, and I lost my original wedding ring in their backyard in like the overdig of the footings.
Really?
Yeah. It like just cold. It just fell off my finger or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah, my wedding ring's somewhere underground in your backyard.
What a connection.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, it's not that important. I'm good. We're not going to go look. We looked for that forever too. Like the day because I realized like driving home that it was gone or whatever. You get some really cool experiences. You get to really have some fun and everything. Mm-hmm. But hey, we're going to get into our middle hour break here. I do have a question for you about some cabinets that came in over a text about maybe 3 weeks ago or so. I got this question. I kind of did my version of the answer, but I'd like to hear your version. So we'll get into that. We'll get into some some holiday hosting and your kitchen out there. How do we help you in that? We can get into some of that. But don't forget, if you have any questions for me about your house, for Jill, about any remodeling, cabinets, anything going on, we'll both be here full 2 hours to help you out. 314-436-7900 is how you find us. We're going to get into a short, quick break here. We'll have more home improvement to come after this. All right, everybody, we are back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you. I have Jill Worabek from Mosby Building Arts with me today, cabinet and design guru. We have worked together for 14 years, and we have had lots of projects we've done together with her designing them and figuring. And I was always very excited. Jill always came up with some wonderful, wonderful designs and ideas and collaborating with clients. So it's no wonder to see you in your new role and getting more in front of the clients up front and really helping to get them started and everything. I think it's obviously a great gig, but I think it's a great gig for you too. I think you're very good at it. You're very good with the design and the clients and everything.
Well,
so just comes natural, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to kind of marry two questions here together a little bit, and I'm going to have you kind of start at the beginning of it. So we got a text question that came in about the cost of cabinets. They want to replace some cabinets, just the cabinets, not moving, plumbing and electrical and all this other stuff. And they're asking basically, what do we think an investment would be? But I also had a question come in about how do you pick the quality of the cabinets? And this came in a few weeks ago, and they were like, you know, they had a friend that picked what they thought was a good quality from a big box store,
mm-hmm.
and got the cabinets in and everything. And they even mentioned that it had like some of the qualities that you were looking for, like the plywood and all this, you know, on how they were built, but overall they were just kind of dissatisfied with the overall quality of the cabinets. So Jill, how would you advise someone, what's important and how do you pick a good quality cabinet?
Well, quality, that's subjective. So
yeah.
It really is. And so I guess the questions would be, you know, I would be looking at really good components, you know, the drawer slides, the hinges, all of those components. Also, I look at the fit and finish of a cabinet. I'm very much into how the reveals and that sort of component. Also, the warranty does make a difference. And really buying from an expert, buying from somebody who really knows the cabinet line and can take you through the in and out of it and really understands how the cabinets go together, how they work together. Because you can have a great cabinet, but if it's A, not installed well, or B, not designed well, the project may not be what you want it to be in the end.
Yeah, and they can take all the right components and not put them together well.
Yes.
And then you still have a poor quality cabinet with just really good components.
Exactly.
Yeah, so where I had kind of taken that conversation a bit was who is installing them and who are you working with to get this kitchen done? Because to me, that matters as much as the quality of that cabinet, so that when they're there to agree with you and then to help you through getting that cabinet reordered or getting with the cabinet manufacturer and saying, what's going on? We thought it'd be better quality. And in helping handle that, what I was just kind of talking about earlier, like this is remodeling, this is construction. Mm-hmm. We are all human. Things just happen. Here at Mosby Building Arts, we can remodel your kitchen. We can order all these cabinets. We have a couple different lines we can order from. Mm-hmm. One's really, really high quality, can have some really cool things. Others more semi-custom, good quality, that sort of thing. But if I were to say we'd never received a cabinet that was damaged or something wrong with it, or just not, you know, the drawer slide isn't working well or something, mm-hmm. we have to help handle that for the client. That will happen. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be perfect in any world. So, yeah, who you choose for that. We talk about it on the radio a lot about HVAC. People will say, well, what furnace do you prefer? What water heater? What's the best water heater? What water heater do you prefer to put in? And I always refer back to the company that's doing it. Talk to your HVAC guy. He's going to have something that he's used that he likes, that's reliable, that he can work on. And so cabinets can be the same way. Mm-hmm. Where do you get your cabinets? Well, we've switched cabinet companies over the years to get mm-hmm. better quality and better products and better service and all that stuff. And we're really no different. We're just trying to have the line of cabinet that services us the best, which means it will service the client the best.
Yes.
You know, same kind of way. So there's a lot into where you're getting it, but who you're getting it with and who's installing it, that means just as much to me.
Me too.
In the quality of that cabinet. Same thing with windows. I talk about it on the air all the time about windows. You can buy the best window on the market. You install that thing to leak, it's not a very good window. You know?
Exactly.
if it's getting a lot of air around it and you don't insulate it well, it's not going to keep you warm like it should. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter how good the window itself is if everything's coming around it. So there's a lot to be said for who you're working with and how they install it. Now, for me to jump into the investment in cabinets, I mean, the world is vast in that. And we talk about all kinds of products being that way, like getting a quote on a driveway. And someone's like, yes. I got three quotes and they are so wildly different. And one mm-hmm. is so way up here and one is so way down there. How can it even be so different? Well, there's so many factors that go into all kinds of products, but specifically cabinets. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go to Hood's right. and you get some cabinets from them, they're not going to be very customizable. You're going to have to set it up in a way where you're getting normal size boxes to fit and work. And you're it's going to be a little harder in those aspects. But, yeah, you could probably get, you know, $100 to $300 a foot or something for cabinets, like a Hood's. You get into a really good custom line, you get into like crystal cabinets, things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have clients spending $30,000-$40,000 on a kitchen full of cabinets. We've had clients with appliances. Think about appliances. A lot of people, like, we bought new appliances for my son's place when he moved in a couple years. I think he might have spent $5,000 or something and basically mm-hmm. got a whole set. Maybe right. it was six.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients spend $60,000, 10 times that amount.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very hard thing to answer, like, how much are cabinets? Well, it depends on where you go, who's putting them in, what, you know, if you're installing them yourself and you go to a Hood's or something like that and you find these cabinets and they're just, they don't have all the bells and whistles.
Right.
They're not, you know, it's, that's going to be the least expensive excursion for you. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot, Jill, you'll probably not be a big fan of a conversation like this, but I talk a lot about fitting things for people. Like, what are you getting out of it? How long do you need it to work and last? How long? I've been talking a lot about the doors I was installing at my house, and I mm-hmm. made a decision because I don't know how much longer we're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I bought regular doors from Home Depot that I ordered. I did not go to what I would offer people from Provia with the pre-finished and all these things. I had to buy my own locks. I had to paint them myself. I'm doing a lot of work around them myself. I had doors I looked at Provia about 5 years ago that I was going to purchase, and then I kind of procrastinated, never got around to it. Now my mm-hmm. life changed, so I went to less expensive version that will work.
Right.
Those doors will not last as long as those Provia doors, but they'll last as long as the doors when they built the house. And so mm-hmm. I've just kind of reverted to the same thing from the home build, and that can be fine.
Right.
My cabinets in my bar, in my basement, are from Hoods.
There you go.
I can put them in myself. I could lay it out so I know I can make it work how I wanted things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an area that I'm going to for a Super Bowl party or
right.
for I'm not using these cabinets on a daily basis. It's why I did it. It was a very good decision for me and for that area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to answer the question, what a cabinet's cost.
Definitely. You know? Yeah, and we
it's
talk
amazing.
A lot about it. I mean, about marrying the investment with the quality of the product. So, and matching those, because it is an important decision to decide what it is you want to invest and then finding the product that fits that.
Yes, absolutely. So let's get more into that when we return after this break. Don't forget, you can text, you can call, you can get to me and Jill, anything going on around your house. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear about it. 314-436-7900. We'll have more right after this. Welcome back. Welcome back. Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. Rich Orr is here for you. Having Jill Warbeck hang out with me today, answer some questions for you. Don't forget, we can help you, whatever you need. 314-436-7900. You can text, you can call in, have a conversation, let us know what you need. Let's talk it out for you. I know you've got some kitchen things going on. We were gonna get into some holiday hosting. We might jump into that maybe in the next hour, because we did have a text question come in, and I know this is gonna be a great spot for Jill. This is a good cabinet question for her, going back into the quality and trying to choose the quality and everything. So the question Jill came in was, can you explain the difference between wood cabinet doors and MDF cabinet doors?
Sure. So typically a wood cabinet door is made in five pieces. So you have your two rails, your two styles, and then the center panel, wood.
Yeah.
It's generally, well, I could really get into some definite specifics, but I'll try to stay light. That center panel is usually floating because of the the humidity issues and because we don't want to break a door. Now, an MDF is, by definition, medium density fiberboard. And what that is it's wood and it's just shredded, basically, and it's compressed down into one form, basically.
Yeah.
Now, the difference in doing a wood door versus an MDF is typically when you are going to potentially paint it, do an opaque finish. In St. Louis, we have all four seasons, so we do deal with that humidity. And as you know, wood shrinks and expands. So with a wood door, if you don't have that floating panel construction, your doors can crack at the rail and style. And so on an opaque finish, you will see that. So typically, if I want to eliminate that need, I would go to an MDF door, because it's solid, and then the cracks won't surface over time.
Yeah, and some of this relies on the humidity in the humidity level in your house, and trying to control and trying to monitor that, and trying to keep it in a good space will help the doors from doing that and from shrinking and expanding, contracting, and all of that. But, hey, we've got Keith on the line. Sounds like he's got a kitchen cabinet question. So let's go to Keith and see what's happening. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, fine. Thank you. Doing well. We remodeled our kitchen, you know, maybe 10 years ago or something. And, you know, some of the cabinet doors, they have, like, you get them to a certain place and then they automatically close.
Yep.
And I have one down on the you know, underneath the kitchen counter, which is the trash can, which gets used probably the most. And when you push it in, it won't shut all the way. It's still, there's still, you know, 5 inches between it shutting. How do I fix that so it'll shut again?
And was it a soft close type mechanism before?
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're going to need, if it's stopping like 4 or 5 inches from being closed, because usually that's about where it is when that mechanism catches and slows it down. I'm guessing that mechanism is just broken. And you're going to have to replace the actual drawer guides, mechanism, everything to it. I would start with, if you know the manufacturer, start with the manufacturer and trying to find what that mechanism is. The only other way is to kind of go at it with looking at the mechanism itself and either using the size of it and the length of it and pictures of it or names that you find on it to find. Because the cabinet companies order these mechanisms from a manufacturer, and then they use them. So if you don't know the cabinets, you could try and hunt it down through any information on the actual drawer guide itself.
Yes, Rich, I agree with what you were saying. I would start, though, with where you purchase the cabinets and start down that path, reaching out to the manufacturer and seeing if it falls under a warranty or something like that even.
Yeah, because a lot of cabinets have like a 10, 15-year warranty, and even some that say lifetime, there is an end to that.
Right.
There is like what states consider the lifetime of a cabinet to be. So there are some limitations to even lifetime out there. But, yeah, that's solid advice there is start with that cabinet manufacturer to see if there's any kind of warranty on it.
I see.
Yep. Sound good?
Sounds good with me.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate it. Yeah, stay warm too. That's I hear we got some stuff coming in and it's going to be cold and isn't sounding like it's going to be fun, but we're going to get into our break here. We'll have the news break, everything for you, and we'll have more home improvement in the next hour.